There's Zach Tom. Sounds like the radio. Ask anybody that was in at that Alan Jackson show on Saturday night, and they'll tell you that young man is trying to save country music, and I got to kind of agree with him. And another person I personally will say that I think is trying to save country music is the man who's joining me in the studio right now, our friend Dan Lapine. How you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing great, Red. Hey, thanks for having me, man.
It's good to have you back. We had you about a year ago in, and you told us you were working on an album, and now it's dropped. How happy are you about that?
Dude, it feels so good. Am I close enough to the mic?
Yeah, you're fine. Okay, yeah, cool. You're fine. We got
yeah,
you.
It feels great, man. There was a point where I was like, well, I should give it more time. I got to write more songs. I got to work on my craft more. And, you know, that time came. I think it's been about 7 years that I've been doing this, like playing every weekend just about and just really getting after it. So, Yeah, man, I'm super excited it's out. It turned out. I don't think it could have turned out better for me personally. Just found the right camp to record it with and all that stuff, all the things lined up, so that's
yeah.
Cool.
Now, are you finding it easy to reproduce those songs out when you play live? The way you did them on the album? Because a lot of times people will put something on an album, and then you go to see them in hey, I'm going to go see them live, and they're not being able to reproduce it live. Are you able to do that with everything you put on this album?
There's just as much of a craft in that as there is in the rest of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm lucky to have a really good live band here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a ton of players that are well-versed in traditional country music in Wisconsin. So what I've tried to do up here is just find people who are just great musicians through and through, and they could kind of play anything. And we really work on the arrangements a lot, and we don't have a steel guitar usually when we play live. So we have to make sure, like, all right, so the fiddle person is going to cover that, or the guitarist is going to cover all those parts. And they do just a killer job of that.
I've talked to a couple of people around here, and they say probably the hardest person to put in a band is a steel guitar player. Do you find that hard to find a good steel player here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think when you play steel guitar, you're really wanted, by a lot of people. So it's hard to find one that's not already playing out and is not busy. And there's not obviously as many of them probably up here as there are in other parts of the country.
But, so, Dan, where do you call home base? What's home base for you?
I say Sauk City because that's where I grew up. But I've been in Palmyra a few years in the Oconomowoc area before that. So when I really started going after this, I was in Oconomowoc. But it's always just felt right to call Sauk City home.
Okay.
So
Now, as far as going out and playing, you play all over, right? I mean, you're not just a guy who plays here in Wisconsin. I mean, you've ventured past the state lines.
Oh, yeah, for sure. When people ask, well, where do you play? I'm like, man, I don't know. I try not to play anywhere too much, but naturally we play a lot in southeastern Wisconsin, I guess. But, I've been out to a handful of states and whatnot.
So. Have you made the trip down south? We were just talking about Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Have you hooked up and done a show with Shelby yet?
Not down there.
Yeah.
I've gone down to see him down in Nashville, and I brought him up here to play in Oconomowoc, and he's coming back up in to Watertown September 20th. I think it's for a block party out in front of Drafty Cellar and Local Waters on the street there.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, I've been down to Nashville probably 15 times at this point and played down there a decent amount. Played on Broadway a few times and got to play Music City Bar.
That's
which
a
was
great
really cool.
Place.
Yeah, it was just an afternoon songwriter type of thing that they were doing, but it was super cool, and that's my favorite place down there. And we've done... I was down in Missouri, which, I don't know, I mean, that's south of here, so
exactly.
It felt plenty
oh,
south.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here, especially so. Down there around the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I played down there recently, and that went awesome in southern Illinois, and, I've gone out west, Wyoming and South Dakota, and then all the Midwest states pretty much. So,
Dan, one of the things that I've always appreciated about your music is you've stayed pretty traditional. Of that country sound. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
When you're out playing, do you get a lot of people that you find out that there is a big audience for that sound again?
Yeah, man. I mean, most of the time, it doesn't feel like there's much pressure, I guess, to
play a Morgan Wallen tune or something.
Yeah, yeah. Most people tend to, I think they get it.
Yeah.
You know, they once in a while, you get somebody, you know any of this, you know any of this, you know any of this, and it's like, I'm like, well, are you hearing the, you know, I'm playing George Strait and Haggard and, and like I'm got the cowboy hat on and I'm kind of like, okay, maybe they don't get it. That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, but most of the time I think people, they kind of get what I'm doing, so that's cool.
Exactly. Now, when I listen to you, I hear a little bit of Keith Whitley. I hear some Haggard, some stuff like that. Who are your influences, Dan, when you decided that, hey, I want to do country music?
Hey, you nailed it, man. I think the first two guys that really made me want to do traditional country, because when I kind of came into country music, it was, I came from a more like metal background, which surprises a lot of people, but Steve Earle and David Allen Coe and, and Waylon Jennings. But then when I heard Whitley and Clint Black, that's when I was like, all right, I want to do traditional country. So it's those guys and Strait and Haggard and Daryl Singletary is another one I like to mention.
Oh, yeah.
He was a huge, he's been a huge influence. So yeah, that's the dream team right there. Alan Jackson, too.
Alan Jackson. Let's talk about the new album. Yeah, what they give us the title and, you know, talk. Let's talk about this.
The Honky Tonk Traditional.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So where'd you come up with that title?
I just thought it, you know, it's funny because when I came up with the title, I had some of my buddies, like, is that a song on it? I'm like, nope. They're like, is there a lyric on it? I'm like, nope. It's just, it's more just the, that's just what it feels like. To me, it's a very, I think it's a very cohesive album. And, I was like, it is the honky-tonk traditional, and I had this picture in front of a cool little bar restaurant in my, my little hometown of Palmyra, and I was like, man, if we just put the honky-tonk traditional up on that sign, that looks like the coolest little bar ever. So that's kind of how it came about.
I was going to ask you about that, because I'm like, I've seen this bar before.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Nightcap Inn.
Yeah, and I'm like, is that really a bar, or did he have that photoshopped in there? That's awesome. Yeah. So it's available now, right?
Yes, it is on all the platforms, yep.
Okay. And now, are you going to, when you're playing out live, you're going to have physical copies of the album, or
you
just... Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We still sell some physicals. I try to push them as like, yeah, this is a cool vintage thing, man. Like,
oh, you got vinyl?
No, we don't have vinyl. Okay. See, but I'm like, CDs are the new vintage thing.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We got the old compact discs.
Nice. So you're going to play one for us or play a couple for us? So how's that sound? All right.
Let's do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Right now, we'll play one of my favorites from you, and that's a song called Single in Nashville. Here's Dan Lapine. We'll get him back in here live in the studio coming up. Being in Single in Nashville right here on Iron Country. Dan is our guest in the studio this morning. And, you know, I always feel bad when I ask somebody to sing at 8:30 in the morning because I can barely talk at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
so
you do a good job of it.
Well, I appreciate that. And today he's also going to be on our sister station at noon with our buddy Chet Daniels at the new at noon. So that's kind of cool. Are we going to see a new single from you at any time real soon? Because I know the last one we've been playing has been doing pretty well for you. Jukebox My Troubles Away.
Okay, is that the one you've been playing then?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, I got a bunch of options on the album, I guess, but I've been, that's one thing I got to get better at is actually picking one single and sticking with it.
Well, so I was like looking through here and I'm like, boy, I hope I got enough of Dan's music to have him in the studio. I've got For You I Can, which really did well here.
Thank you, man.
The Quick Trip song, you knew that was going to do well.
Yeah.
Single in Nashville, Country Proud, which we played earlier, Am I Dreaming Tonight, which we played. We're just getting started, and the last one was Jukebox My Troubles Away. So
So you
we got a pretty good collection
of four of them off the new album. That's killer, man. That's so cool. Thank you for that.
Do you find it hard getting airplay as an independent artist?
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many places that are even willing to play an independent artist. So I mean, it's like there's a handful of them, and I really appreciate the cool ones that do, like yourself. So I just got to stay in contact with you guys and all the ones that do.
You know, a lot of years in radio, I've also noticed that a lot of internet stations do that play independent artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not promoting internet radio at all, but, you know, I mean, I just don't understand why more mainstream radio stations don't play up-and-coming independent artists. You know, I mean, they don't have to be right in your backyard, but, you know, there are some really talented people around here. And, you know, like I'll play, you know, when we start playing you, they're like, he's from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's kind of cool. One of those kind of things. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, are you finding it easier to get out and just play all originals, too? That's the other question I had for you.
You know, it's the way I do it. I play a lot of 3-hour shows. So
yeah.
I just kind of sneak them in. You know, I'll do anywhere from 5 to 10, sometimes even a few more per night.
Okay.
So it hasn't been, I haven't had anyone complain. So
there you go. That's the best part. All right. So what are you going to play for us this morning?
I was thinking of doing Jukebox My Troubles Away.
That'd be outstanding.
It's an easier one to sing in the morning.
All right.
So. All right. Let's do it. Don't wait up for me, I need a night to be free. Under the neon with the jukebox, having a drink or maybe three. And I'm playing all of those sad songs, don't care what anyone has to say. You know me, sometimes I've got to jukebox my troubles away. Now baby, don't you worry, baby don't stress, it's just something that I've got to do to clear the weight on my chest. No, I ain't gone crazy, my heart didn't go astray, I've just got to jukebox my troubles away. Wait up for me. Yes, I'm in good company. What's your name, you ask? Well, there's a few of us, actually. George Strait, Jim Beam, and me. Now, baby, don't you worry. Baby, don't stress. It's just something that I've got to do to clear the weight on my chest. No, I ain't gone crazy, my heart didn't go astray, I've just got to jukebox my troubles away.
Outstanding, my friend. That
Thanks
was
so
outstanding.
Much.
Awesome. Tell everybody where they can get your CD.
Anywhere you can stream music, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all that stuff. And you can buy it, I think, as well on iTunes if you have that option, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't have iTunes, so I don't
yeah.
or Apple Music, whatever
yeah.
they call it now, but I'm just a Spotify guy.
Yeah.
So.
Now, physical copies, they can get them from you at the shows?
At the shows, and honestly, if you message me, I'd be down to ship one out as well,
yeah.
or even meet up in person if you're local to me in the Whitewater Palmyra Eagle area. So.
Okay, outstanding. Where's your next gig? Where are you playing? Where can people come see you at?
Let's see. This weekend, I am at the Mineshaft in Mineral Point solo on Friday night, 8 p.m. to 11. I got the full band at Jasper's Sandlot in Briggsville, 8 to 11 Saturday. And then Sunday, we're up in Wisconsin Rapids with the full band, 7:30 to 10:30.
Okay.
I'm surprised I remembered all that.
I am too. I would never remember that.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Dan, you're always welcome back here. We hope we get you down here in this area real soon. And we'll play another one from Dan. And once again, man, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks so much, brother. I appreciate it, man.